Thank you very much. That was, I very much appreciated your talk from the heart. Because to tell you the truth, I was a little disappointed because I so much wanted to be on the roof overlooking Giriraj at this time. Not just because we do that every year, because it's so nice to be able to see Giriraj. And now, of course, it's nice to see all the devotees. But Giriraj is Haridasa Varjo. And we are all here in his shelter. And when we see Giriraj, his form is so beautiful and so big and so dominant that that impression becomes very deep in our consciousness that yes, we are actually here under the shelter of Giriraj. And this event, which is our Govardhan retreat, we can get a hint that miraculous things can actually happen here. Miraculous transformations of consciousness, of the heart, deep realizations can actually happen here by the kindness and power of our very big guardian here who nourishes everyone so powerfully and so sweetly. In the early days in Vrindavan, when we used to stay in the Gurukula building, it was so exciting because all the water in the showers were electrified like that. It was really, that was talking about a shocking experience. That was exciting. But Giriraj is here and wonderful things happen by his mercy. I think one result that comes to everyone if they spend a little time with Giriraj in the association of devotees, especially glorifying Krishna, this is one of the secrets of getting the mercy of the Dham. Remember that time we walked, we had kirtan going to the Sakhi villages?
Yeah.
And when you're in the Dham and you glorify Krishna, the Dham, it's alive. The Adi Daivika part starts really coming out. And you see that indeed it's reciprocating with me. That it's real. There's a real, tangible, experiential reciprocation. I think Krishna's trying to tell me something. I figure out what he's trying to tell me long after it's supposed to happen. But there is a reality here that is beyond just reading about it or thinking, is this true? Is this not true? But the Dham, this holy place, is alive. It is actually Krishna's Sandini Shakti, or Balaram, actually. And when we glorify Krishna here, especially here, then the Dham is pleased to start fulfilling our spiritual desires and letting us know many, many things. And this is what Maharaj is speaking about with our Sankalpa, with getting it clear in our mind why we actually are here and what are the possibilities that can occur during our time here. So when Maharaj said to write down our Sankalpas, I cheated a little bit and I wrote down something other than that. I wrote down that here is a time to think bigger. Realistically, but bigger. Because this place, the shelter of Giriraj, this extraordinary place, is a place of miracles. There can be little things. Maharaj mentioned that it can come in the form of a hint even. But if the hint is like a tap on the shoulder by Krishna. And maybe no one else notices it because it's between you and Krishna. And when you try to explain to someone what just happened, you just got tapped very gently on the shoulder by Krishna. You try to explain it to someone and it sounds so silly, so minor, so insignificant, and just, that's how you're interpreting it possibly. But when you become tapped on the shoulder by Krishna, it is intimate and it is an exchange. And you know, he lets you know that I'm here. I am with you. I will read soon a little bit of the pastime of Giriraj being lifted by Krishna. And one of the elements of it is that when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and all the Brijbasis went underneath the hill, they all experienced Krishna looking specifically at them. This is a characteristic of Krishna. When we, having material false egos, try to imagine that we are the center of existence and that the universe is meant to please us, we forget this one point, that we cannot please the universe. Even if the universe was centered upon me, as I'm wishing it was often, but I cannot reciprocate with the universe, with all the people. But Krishna can. And each and every one of us can have very personal and intimate reciprocations with Krishna, with the Dham, and with Giriraj. Now, just because we don't see, this is something that we should really accept, that we don't actually see with our eyes. We don't see with our eyes. We think of our eyes as the vehicle, so to speak, that the sense objects come into our perception. But actually we do not see with our eyes. We see with our minds. I often experience this when I want to buy, when I'm thinking of buying a new computer. Everywhere I look, I see computers. When I'm thinking of buying a new car or something like that, I see cars. When I'm in an angry mood, everyone is acting terribly. When I'm in a good mood, everyone is acting so nice. But it doesn't have anything to do with the people or the objects. It has to do simply with my mind and what I'm perceiving. Scientifically, there are so many, I can't remember the exact details of the facts, but there are so many points. Anyone, any eye doctors here? But there's so many sensations that enter our through our eyes and reflected on the retina. But it is up to the mind to interpret what those are. We see just white and red and blue, and then we interpret that this is a paper with writing on it. This is the mind's business. So when I look at Giriraj, when I look at Vrindavan Dham, when I look at devotees, when I look at anything, I simply, my mind is being reflected back on me. But I would like to now read a little bit of what an exalted devotee sees when he looks at Vrindavan, because his consciousness is exalted. What do we mean by exalted consciousness? It means consciousness that loves Krishna. It is focused. There is no part of me thinks like this and part of me thinks like that. There is no divided minds, no neurotic symptoms, no higher self fighting with the lower self and lower self fighting with the higher self. These exalted persons, They see Vrindavan when they see Vrindavan. They see the land of Krishna. They see the land of Radha and Krishna and all the associates of Krishna when they see Vrindavan. This is reality. But it takes an exalted consciousness to see it. These are the words, or some of the words. While we were waiting, there was some very sweet flute music appeared from the sky. Where did that come from?
The computer.
Could we do it again? Well, let's do it. Because this is a little bit of what Prabodhananda Saraswati saw. And the reason why I would like to read this is that I wish to underline 500 times what Maharaj was saying. This is the land of miracles. Keep your intention for this week very focused and think high, not perhaps impossibly high, realistically, but high. Giriraj is so kind. He is the nourisher of everyone. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati's vision. This abode of Vrindavan is the full manifestation of complete sweetness. It is saturated with the transcendental mellows of ecstatic love. And it is filled with the most fortunate trees, creepers, birds, and animals. It is decorated with lakes and rivers and fountains that are filled with blissful nectarian waters. This abode is beautified by charming mountains. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Charming mountains made of touchstones where transcendental pastimes take place. This Vrindavan is shining brilliantly due to the presence of many divine, golden, and jeweled platforms. It is decorated with many transcendental trees and creepers, adorned with flowers, leaves, and twigs. There are innumerable blissful trees filled with wonderful fruits there. Intoxicated birds make a festival of commotion within those trees. And being intoxicated by drinking honey, countless humming bumblebees jubilantly fly all over Vrindavan. Honey flows down from each twig and flower. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took his Brajmandal Parikrama, he took the devotees on Parikrama, he would not let them cut the branches of the trees or take the flowers for their own use, because his vision was this land is meant for Krishna. This is the land, the place for service. Service to who? Well, just be a servant here. Glorify Krishna and see who you can serve. And take the opportunity to serve. Because here, Ekala Ishwara Krishna, our Sabha, there is only one master. Honey is flowing down from each twig and flower. Many beautiful peacocks dance wildly in the land of Vrindavan. And being maddened by relishing the buds of mango, the cuckoos are loudly and melodiously singing songs there. Please desire in a very free way, a free and open way, on the deepest level. Sri Vrindavan is decorated with rivers and lakes
whose nectarian waters are crystal clear, whose beautiful banks and stairs are bedecked with jewels and pearls. Sri Vrindavan looks more charming because there are many transcendental golden lotus flowers and water lilies in the blissful nectarian waters of the Kalindi River. The sweet sound of the birds and bees are very pleasing to the ears. The banks of the Yamuna are filled with sand that resembles soft powdered camphor. When will I be able to remember the land of Vrindavan, which is filled with unlimited transcendental qualities? Who amongst the best of sages, with many wonderful jeweled altars, Sri Vrindavan looks most attractive? It is decorated with ever blissful divine trees and creepers. It is saturated with the pleasing sounds of birds that are overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And it is surrounded by the nectarian Kalindi River. I meditate on such Vrindavan. O Vrindavan. Now here's the other side of the meditation. O Vrindavan. Although I am sinful, although I am proud, although I am always evil-minded, although I am averse to religious principles, although I am bound by the neck by ropes of anger and lust, and although I am fond of bad association, I nevertheless take shelter of you. Please be merciful to me. Alas, my uncontrolled senses are always running after material enjoyment. My mind does not engage in meditating on the beloved Lord of Radha for even one moment. I am bereft of religious principles. I am bereft, empty of the desire to worship the Lord. I am empty of all good qualities. When people criticize me, they don't know how bad it really is. I'm completely bewildered. Therefore, Sri Vrindavan is my only shelter. Alas, I will not care for worldly etiquette, Vedic injunctions, nor will I keep any relationship with those whose hearts are devoid of devotional service to the divine couple. When will the hairs of my body stand on end due to ecstatic love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? When will tears of love flow from my eyes? When will I attain the shelter of Sri Vrindavan? Within the heart of a devotee, this tension exists. The tension is, somehow or another, I'm here chanting, I've heard what Srila Prabhupada says, maybe I've tasted a little glimmer of something. I have read the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And yet, despite this, when I watch my own consciousness, if I'm honest with myself and see where my heart really is and how weak my desire is, I feel myself in the most unfortunate condition. It's not that I don't desire things, but look at the quality of my desires. But yet, this is so wonderful. How to put these two pieces together? Something so wonderful and something so wretched, one can say. Because Vrindavan is for the exalted. But there is a secret.
And the secret, you want to tell them the secret, Maharaj? What? You? Yeah.
I have at the moment no microphone.
Ah. It's humility and service. And who should I serve? Well, if I'm the second best, I should serve only the very best. But what happens if I understand the true situation, then I'm a complete hypocrite. And no one is practically speaking worse than me. Then who shouldn't I serve? And I even get caught in the hypocrisy of that, because I know better than anyone else my situation. And I'm trying, my false ego is trying to always build this image. Oh, yes, very, very learned, very this, very that. But reality is very, very fallen. Who should we take shelter of? We should take shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And we're in such a fortunate position. We should take shelter of Krishna's holy names. As Maharaj was saying, Panchanga Bhakti, it is here. We should try to keep our consciousness at this time, at this retreat time, retreating from the material world to the shelter of Giriraj. We should really retreat from material consciousness and try to fill our consciousness with Panchanga Bhakti as much as we possibly can. Chanting, hearing, serving, worshipping the deity, being in the Dham in a humble way and begging Giriraj to please help us. Why? Because he is very, very kind. There's this one lecture, probably many of you have heard it, where Srila Prabhupada is installing the deities. No, it's actually Radhastami in England, Radha Gokulananda. Yes, it's Radha Gokulananda, not Radha Landanishwar, I believe. And in that lecture, Prabhupada speaks about putting a flower in the hand of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani, who is Ladini Shakti, her mood, Prabhupada explains, will be, here is a devotee, Krishna. Here is a devotee, a better devotee than me. Please, basically, be compassionate upon him, her. So this is the mood that we pray to attain in the service of the devotees in the retreat. Maharaj, I shouldn't say what other people's sankalpas are, but let's keep our sankalpas on service. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.